Stephen Covey's book, The Seven Secrets of Highly Successful Network Marketers. And he's written his own book called Journey to Believable. He has some of the top leaders on his team, and he has such, his life has changed so dramatically, and he's on such an amazing journey now that he never would have been able to be on had it not been for this amazing company called Isagenics. It's my honor to turn the call over to the amazing Lemmy Evans.
Well, thank you so very much, Udonna. Gosh, it's so great to be here. Fabulous Friday and Freedom Friday, and you fill in the word for your own Friday. I'm telling you, this is gearing up to be just a beautiful weekend. Got up really early, went on a walk at the beach. I'll tell you what, I have a couple things I'm feeling really inspired to share today, and the calls this week, just every one of them has been so beautiful. You know, Dave MacArthur delivered such a beautiful message on Monday, and Udonna Power on Tuesday. Ronka Collier really delivered on Wednesday, and Casey Pluff delivered such a beautiful message yesterday. And something has been coming up for me in all my coaching. I'm really excited about these new people coming on board in Isagenics, and people that I'm working with on a daily basis, you know, Dr. David and Mary Noonan, and the breakthroughs that we're having, and Valerie Sedgwick and Michelle Weissen and Kimberly, Kim Nally, and Marla Dennis, and, you know, Trina, we're really making progress on, well, at least I am, let me speak for myself, on my ability to help people come up with their own questions. You know, it's one thing if somebody tells you what to do, you know, and that's never worked for me when somebody tells me what to do. If you know, I need to kind of get it for myself. You know, I need to be the one that can kind of mull it over and understand it and kind of make my own discovery, if you will. And so I'm not going to try to tell anybody what to do right now on this call. I've been really working with myself and not doing that as much. I fight it, you know, I have a tendency to do it, but I want to lovingly encourage you maybe to take a look at this and see what might work for you. Now, I do want to tell a couple of stories that might help you get what it is I'm trying to get through to myself even deeper. I remember, and this is about how to really obtain your dream. You know, we talk about it all the time. I know it's almost like a broken record. All of us are always talking about it, you know, and that's such a good thing for everybody. I mean, gosh, this week alone, like I said, I've learned so much about it. So, you know, I really went off on Neville Goddard and Feeling is a Secret. Now I've been reading The Law of Assumption by Neville Goddard and throwing away my assumptions of what I think is right or wrong and really just trying to get into the true law, the universal law, and keep it to the best of my ability. And I realized that every time I've done it in accordance with the law, then it's been made manifest. That's pretty neat. That's pretty special. Really, truly. And so I remember, for example, and what it has to do with is picking one event that if it came true, a lot of other things would have had to happen. Okay? If picking something in your future that if that thing were to come to pass, then you could pour all your energy into that feeling and feel it over and over. And if that thing happened, a multitude of things would happen. I'm so excited to unveil this to you right now. I've been working with some people and challenging them to ask these questions to themselves. So on a small scale, I wanted a new car. And I remember actually finding this car that I wanted. It was a Lexus, and it was silver. It was a four-door. It was a GS 430. And I really, really wanted this car. And so I found one, and I wasn't ready to get it. I wanted it, but I wasn't ready yet. I was still really building my Isagenix business. And so what did I do? I decided to take a picture of me in the car. So I met the guy that had the car at the lot, and I said, it's my intention to buy this car, not today. So I don't want to get into a haggle price evaluation and go check my credit and all that stuff right now. I just want a picture in the car. And I believe that through my power of visualization, I'm going to be able to come and get this car. And the guy was fascinated. He was really fascinated. And so I took the picture, I put it up my wall, and boom, 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 boom. Something happened, and one of my dear friends who owned a car dealership, he had a lot of really nice used cars. I told him that I was looking. And, man, he called me probably about 6 weeks later, and he said, I got your car, and you can afford it. I'm like, really? And it almost scared me. And sure enough, I got the car. And it was the same car. It was the model, the color, the year. I mean, it was uncanny what happened. And now, because I kept feeling it, because I was learning how to do this, it had a wood grain steering wheel. There was wood on the steering wheel, which that represented a lot to me. So I would be able to close my eyes and feel that wood underneath my hands, underneath my literally like my fingers, you know. And so what ended up happening is that it was so beautiful because I could actually smell the leather. I could smell the leather. I could feel the wood. And because I make a lot of phone calls, when I shut the car door, silence. It was like I could have the coolest office in the world because my car is always my favorite office. And it was quiet. And I had peace and quiet inside that car. I mean, I could even be in my garage and shut those doors, windows up, and, man, I had my office. No distractions. And had a great sound system. And I did all this, and I kept seeing it, so it happened. So what ended up happening, obviously, for me to make that happen is I assumed my wish fulfilled. I assumed having the car. I felt it. I already felt it as if I was driving it, if I was in possession of it. And then I think what happens, and I don't know for sure exactly what happens, but I'm getting there. I'm really starting to understand it. So for me, the universe works backwards. Okay, Lenny already has the car. Let's go to work. So it knew that I had to find two or three more builders for my Isagenix business because that was my focus. I wasn't going to make any extra money doing anything else. At least I didn't, have another way. I was tapped out with my restaurants. I was already making what I was making. I wasn't going to make any more. But the universe knew that Isagenix at this time period in my life was the thing that I could easily bulb up the and make the money. And so I did. I found a couple of builders on my left, a builder on my right, and we locked arms and they started sharing. And pretty soon I'm making a lot more money. And I had enough money for the down payment. I had enough money to make the payments, monthly payments and all that. And it was really remarkable. And it really woke me up. It really woke me up. Now I can go back even further to some great track coaches in high school that helped me visualize winning my 100-meter races all the time. So I'd go through the whole process. I'd go through the whole process, and I'd feel what the feeling was of bending down, leaning towards, and arching my back and putting my chest into that tape. And if your chest hits the tape, you win. It's just the way it is. Like, second place, no ribbon touchy on the chesty, right? Third place, no. Fourth, fifth, nothing. First place. And I kept seeing it over and over. And so I think what was happening, and help me with this, the universe was seeing that I really assumed my race won. And so what would happen? I would work out hard. I wouldn't miss workouts. I would do the things necessary in order for that thing to come to pass. What a miracle. And so things kept happening and happening and happening. And so while we're on this whole topic of Isagenix, I remember that because it had worked for me a few times, I thought, well, why wouldn't it work again? And so I really thought about winning a certain award in Isagenics over and over and over. And I thought about being announced as the newest and fastest 5-star golden circle, which I don't expect you anybody that doesn't really understand Isagenics to understand that, but it's a rank in Isagenics where basically you're making between $5,000 and $10,000 a week. And that's pretty cool. Like, I'd never done that in my life, and I kept visualizing it over and over. So, of course, the universe is like, okay, cool. Lenny gets it. He's going to get this. He's already got it. And so let's go to town and let's make it happen. And so, yes, the builders. Yes, the people. All the right people. And that's what I'm talking about. So for you, I wonder if you did something similar, if you might get a similar experience. For example, if you were to want to live in a certain house, or if you wanted to have a certain relationship, in Isagenics, it's kind of ready-made. It's a little bit easier than in most other conditions. I'm working with this rock star, one of my new rock stars. I'm going to have her on the call here pretty soon, and she's all set that she's going to take her entire family on a Disney cruise. And so as she's able to visualize and smell the sea air and imagine what it's like on the boat, surround herself with those pictures, those things are going to come to pass. Those things are going to come to pass. The other day, I was thinking about this because if we see that somebody like a Kathy Coover, so let me take you through this process. To win a president's award, since I did that, but what it meant is that I did a lot. I brought a lot of leaders in. I worked diligently with them. I helped them rank advance. I had all these people making $2,000 and $3,000 and $4,000 a week on my team, and I figured that if I could just be announced this winner of the president's award by Jim Coover himself, that a lot of other things must have happened. Like, I became a millionaire. That would probably check that off, because I don't think I was going to get that if I hadn't done that. And, you know, all these different things, which means, yeah, the volume's there, the leadership's there, the contribution is there. So as I could do that, I would practice and practice and practice. I would see it in my mind's eye. There's Jim and Kathy on stage. We'd like to announce, you know, this year's presidential award winner. You know, we look through the whole company and who's doing this and that. And we'd like to announce the president's award this year goes to Lenny Evans. And, oh, my gosh. I mean, I saw it. I saw it already. I was there every day hugging Jim and then Kathy and then Jim and then them handing me the mic and saying, how do you feel? And I could practice saying that over and over, and I would feel it. So if feeling is the secret, that's the whole point of, like, having a vision that you really want and a vision board that matches your vision. So inspired vision for me plus inspired action, because, you see, the inspired vision, as we get clear and deliver over from our conscious mind and deliver over that feeling – to our subconscious mind, therein lies the miracle. Therein lies, at least for me, the miraculous mechanics of manifestation. Yeah. So what do you want? And are you willing? Let me ask it this way. Ask yourself what you want. And then ask yourself if you're willing to learn how to start feeling it on a daily basis. You know, some people call it creative workshop, some people call it creative process, some people call it visualization, some people call it feeling. Lately, I've just been calling it crying, because I cry. When I cry, that's almost one of the greatest ways that I know of, for me personally, to really be feeling something. And it's starting to happen all over again. Like, I've never, one of the things I never did is I never maxed out my center. being really vulnerable right now. A lot of people on my team have maxed out, and I never maxed out. I got close, and then, you know, I went on a little side road on my journey because I uniquely had more things to learn about loving myself and going deep into my heart. And I've been on that journey, and now I'm ready. I'm ready to max out. And I'm telling the universe every day that I'm maxing out, and I see it every single day, 2 times a day. I go there when I do my meditation, and I imagine what it's like when Kathy Cooper is on stage. She goes, "I am so thrilled." And she starts crying before she says anything else because she's so thrilled. She's so emotional. She wants this for me as much as I want it for me. And she says, "Sorry." She takes a big breath, and she says, "Again, I'm so excited to announce the newest person to max out his center," because now she said his, "please welcome to the stage Mr. Lenny Evans." And the crowd goes wild. I even hear this, like a big crowd goes wild. Like a really big crowd, because it's all of you and you're screaming at the top of your lungs, and me too. And so I go up and I hug Kathy, and I'm, of course, at this point already emotional. And she says, "I'm so proud of you. I love you." And I that seems like it goes on for a long time, but of course there's people waiting, and she hands me the mic and says, "How do you feel?" And I get to practice that. And I get to say how I feel. And now, because the universe and especially my subconscious is accepting that message, everything has to happen. I will find the right people. I will have the right meetings. My inspired vision is set. Now the inspired action is happening every single day, the people I'm meeting. I'm like a little boy on Christmas morning because I know I'm meeting these people and it's all coming to pass. I'm still letting go of the attachment of what if I think someone's going to join me or not. I'm a little surprised sometimes if somebody doesn't join me, but that's okay. I roll with that. I'm rolling with that. And those that are ready, lock in and go, go, go. And they're having the right conversations, and I'm supporting them, and I'm coaching them, and I'm finding more people, and I'm supporting them, and I'm coaching them. I've had so many conversations this week alone on this whole entire thing that I'm watching. It's almost like I'm the observer observing the max out happening. And I keep seeing it, and I get so excited, and I just have to remember, okay, just enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey. And if I, for 1 second, compared my growth right now to what it was when I first got involved, oh, I would be, comparison is the thief of joy. And so I want to end with this for everybody. You know, it's one thing to compare yourself to another human. You know, like if I start comparing myself to like Dr. David Noonan when it comes to running a marathon or riding a bike or swimming in the ocean, well, I would just stay in bed all day because I can't swim as fast, I can't bike as fast, and I can't run as fast. I can't, at least right now, maybe someday, right? But I don't know that that ever needs to be my goal, so I'm not going to compare. And then all of a sudden, I started seeing all these posts on Facebook about, hey, here's the deal, you know. I always like it when people lay down the law, like, here's the deal. I'm like, I don't know if that's the deal for me, but I appreciate your opinion, and I don't like it. I don't like the comment, you know, I don't hit the like button, because it's saying you don't have to be better than anyone but yourself. You have to be better than yourself. And now I'm thinking, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yoga is not teaching me that. Yoga is not teaching me that. Yoga is saying comparison is the thief of joy. If I'm going to love myself and fall in love with myself every day more, then I'm not going to compare myself against my old self either. Because, you know, maybe I was younger. Maybe it was a different time in my life. I didn't have as much stress. You know, my dad wasn't sick, you know, and on his way to, you know, going to the next life or whatever. So the bottom line is, why don't I just decide to give myself a little break and not compare myself to anyone else and not compare myself to a younger version of me or a different version of me? Why, I can be the best right now. So our job, at least my job, is to feel really great all day long. I don't always, but I'm learning how to take a breath and shift it back. I did a video yesterday, and I just said, isn't it so cool that no matter what happened last night, and no matter what happened today, this morning, an hour ago, 30 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago, we all have the right to take a big deep breath. Let's do it on three. One, two, three, breathe in. Hold it. Breathe out. We get to change everything in any moment and start feeling good. We don't have to stay stuck. We can laugh. We can smile. We can love. Because the more we feel good, the more goodness comes to us. It's the law of attraction. So if we start to feel a little panic or we're a little upset because we had a disagreement with someone, anyone, you let that go, because that's infecting our soul. That's infecting our heart all over again with the negative feeling of whatever it is, of anger. It's getting in there again. It's the feeling of shame or guilt. It's getting in there again. No, we don't have a place for that. At least I don't. That's how I should say it. So at least, you know, as what I'm reading about the law, in the law of forgiveness, the law of assumption, the law of thinking that I'm right somehow, the law of judgment, you know, letting these things go and making room for the great things that are waiting, I'm excited. So here's what I want to challenge you to do. Ask yourself a question. If you've ever really done this, first of all, you all are masters at this. Me too. We're all masters, absolute masters. And the reason I say we're masters, truly, is because, in fact, you've already attracted everything in your life perfectly. So whatever message you delivered over your subconscious brain, it's just been delivering it and delivering it and delivering it and delivering it and delivering it. So if that's not what you want, that's your clue. That's your sign that you can have different relationships. Loving, beautiful relationships. You can have a car. You can have a title. You can make a certain amount of money. You can do whatever you decide. That's the brilliance, and that's the miracle of the human condition. So I'm just so excited. So ask yourself what it is that you really want. And then I promise you, as you go there daily and you feel like it's already happened and you get an experience around that thing, whether it's a vacation, a dream vacation, whether it's a bigger house, whether it's a certain amount of money in your savings account, whether it's a rank advancement in your company, whether it's running a marathon, whatever it is, I know you can do this. I'm so excited for all of us. It's right there for us. So one last breath to close out the week of calls, and then it's going to be Friday and Saturday and Sunday. The more inspired your vision, and that inspiration is kind of deep, right? It's inside you. It's always inside. All the answers are inside. That's why I'm learning how to meditate. So seriously, I'm taking it so seriously, so I can go down in there and discover my truth and live on my purpose. That's really a beautiful thing. And so the more inspiration, the more inspired vision we create, then the more inspired action we will take. And then the dream will be realized right in front of your eyes. So that's pretty cool. So one last breath in on three. Let's breathe in inspired vision. One, two, three, breathe it in. Inspired vision. Hold it. Hold it. And now breathe out. Inspired action. That's what I'm talking about. Guys, have the best weekend ever. I'm so grateful. I'm so excited to see all of you. I don't know how many. I don't think we'll be able to do the calls during celebration. I'll be deciding that and communicating with everybody, and we'll post it all over the first few days for sure. So anyway, guys, I'm just so excited. So there we have it. Have a great weekend, and I send you all blessings of accomplishing your inspired visions. So on three, I'll unmute, and we'll do an isogenics and take on our weekend. Here we go. Okay, we are live. One, two, three.
I said,
hi,
thank you.